tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. AfterBuzz
TV. The destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What is up, Star Wars Rebels fans and AfterBuzz TV fans? Sorry that we got started a little late. The show before us ran a little long, but here we are. We're streaming live now. Welcome to the Star Wars Rebels After Show. This is Season 2, Episode 6, Blood Sisters. If you guys have not done so already, please be sure to go over to iTunes and subscribe to us there. Leave us ratings, leave us reviews, all that good stuff. If you're listening on iTunes, make sure you go over to YouTube and you can give us a thumbs up and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you're on YouTube right now, we are following along with the live chat. I've got it up on my computer here, as well as following that hashtag ABTV Rebels. Thank you so much. There's been a bunch of people already bringing up questions in the hashtag before the show even started, so we will get to those very shortly here. I am Emma Fife, your host. You can follow me all over the internet at Emma Fife. And tonight I am joined by the lovely Katie Cullen.
I'm here too. I'm Katie Cullen. You can follow me on Twitter at Kiaxet, K-I-A-X-E-T. Megan is on a secret mission right now, so, you know, hopefully we'll get her back in one piece. You can follow her at The Menguin, T-H-E-M-E-N-G-U-I-N.
You can, and you'll see what's going on with her life, because Twitter, man, that's the way it works.
What's the point of Twitter?
So, because we had so many people who were already bringing some stuff up in the hashtag before we even started our after show, I actually want to address some of the things that came up there. So, Jasper Jackson 28 says, we see Ezra having feelings for Sabine, and the moment we might get a response, Sabine ignores him completely. That is, of course, I believe...
That is the response.
Yeah, it's true.
Response is no stop. Oh, my God. Just don't.
It's not my favorite plot line. But I like the way that they handle it of just showing that she's it's not even that she's not she's not even actively not interested. She's just basically oblivious because she's so preoccupied with what is actually going on in this universe right now, which is basically a war. So there is that. Let's see. What else do I have in the hashtag? Oh.
Jasper just lives in the hashtag.
He does. Tonight. He does. But Billy Polyhan also used the hashtag and says, what are your reactions to Sabine being a bounty hunter?
She's a Mandalorian.
Yeah, that was my response exactly.
Is this a surprise?
Yeah.
She's a Mandalorian. Yeah. This is what they do.
I was going to say, I actually believe that in my notes I wrote down, oh, she's a Mandalorian, so I just kind of assumed she probably was.
Duh. Okay, but let's move on.
They all tend to swing that way. Let's put it that way. So, yes. So thank you guys for using that hashtag. I'll address some other things, too, as we continue to get into the episode, because they're a little more relevant to some later events. But first of all, Katie, what were your initial thoughts on this episode?
I enjoyed this.
I did too.
I love that we just kind of removed Ezra from the equation.
Sorry, buddy.
See ya.
I know. Yeah, because it was so funny because initially, like, Ezra got sent on this mission
back up
with them. Right, exactly. But he was deemed useless pretty quickly there.
Oh, yeah. I love our new droid.
Yes.
I know we're not going to see him again, but I love the tiny refrigerator box.
Yes.
It made me very happy.
I wrote down that he looked like a trash bin.
Little bit. Super cute.
Yes. Very, very cute.
I loved having Rex back, however briefly. It was his first flight, and he was still getting used to his programming.
Know.
It kills me every single time that droid shows up on the show.
I know.
Every time. For those of you who were like, what the heck? Star Tours at Disneyland. He used to be the pilot, and then they revamped it and made C-3PO the pilot. So now he's in the queue, malfunctioning.
Yeah. I have to say...
And it's painful.
I have to say that to me is like... My one big disappointment with Star Tours is because I love the new Star Tours. It's so much fun, but I don't really see why we needed to make C-3PO.
We didn't
the main character. That would be like if they decided to just suddenly up and replace Chopper with R2-D2. Everybody would be sad. Chopper's awesome. Like R2 is great, and it was cool to see him in the end of this episode. But like,
we're revamping things.
We are.
I'm like, no, your timeline has gone backwards now because this is supposed to be before all of this stuff.
Right.
But you have Rex in the queue. No.
Yeah.
No, I give up, Disneyland. What are you doing?
Yeah. So, the thing is that it's like, but I was happy to see him in this episode, and I was happy to see, like, just the Star Tours reference in general.
I like it when he shows up, but it hurts all of my feelings because
and
I miss him.
And I interpreted that Gorel vessel that they were on to be, like, the Star Tours,
the Star Tours shuttle.
It was great. I really enjoyed that. Other than that, man, can we just talk about how the majority of this episode was just two woman scenes between Sabine and Ketsu Anyo? Holy moly.
Sign me up.
Yep.
I could go for more of this.
So
I like this.
Freaking good. I absolutely
loved it. And she's Chekhov's bounty hunter. You know she'll be back before the end of the season.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, and
possibly next season. We just don't know.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
She's out there.
She definitely is. Well, and you know, at the end of the episode when they brought up, you know, Ezra asked Sabine, oh, do you think we'll see her again? My reaction before Sabine said yes was, I hope so.
It's like, we better.
I know.
Like, when can we get Gina Torres back in the
seriously?
Studio?
Seriously. Oh, my God. She's so amazing.
They did the whole thing calling her sister, and it's like, we were like sisters. Like, okay, which is it?
Yeah.
Which is it?
I'm pretty sure it was they were like
sisters.
They were not actually sisters. And I actually think that makes the relationship
better.
More interesting. Because one of the things that I think Star Wars Rebels does really well is portray sort of the non-traditional family.
Found family.
Yeah, the found family. Exactly. Like, the Rebels are very much like their own little
found family
unit. Yeah, and even though they're not related to one another, they still totally function as a family. It's very much like Ketsu said at the end of the episode, where she says to Sabine, it must be really nice to have people who care about you and have your back. I had that when we were friends.
Come join the family. You can be everyone's cousin.
She can come back anytime.
She comes back for holidays.
So basically, the main plot of this episode was, of course, that, well, first of all, hello, Hera being in charge of the Rebel Legion.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Promotion kicked in super quick.
Oh, super fast. Well, and this is the thing is, like, she got promoted in the last episode, and it was so cool to see her just jump right into it and be super confident and just assigning tasks. And, like, Hera has got the situation under control.
Well, she already kind of did this, but now she's got the title to go with it.
It's very true, and it's just really, really nice to see her just own that.
Oh, yeah.
And so she basically says, I've got this really, really important mission. Sabine, I need you to do it. And Sabine's like, whatever, it shouldn't be too hard. She's like, no.
If it wasn't hard, I would have sent someone else.
Exactly. And Ezra wants to go along with her.
You and Chopper are backup.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we talk about Chopper a little bit in this episode?
Of course
Chopper was gold. Just hanging down in front of the windshield, holding the weapons coil and laughing at her like, oh my God, I am so happy right now.
Yeah.
This droid was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Chopper was out of control in this episode. Justin in the live chat, we have a lot of people reacting to Gina Torres being the voice of the bounty hunter. So,
nobody
yes.
Googled it?
Well, several people did Google it. They're like, yeah, that was Gina Torres.
Yes, it was.
And then
big
just,
damn heroes,
and then
sir.
Justin Van Volkenberg follows up with... oh, when are they getting the rest of the Firefly team on here? I would be fine with that. Let's just have, you know, let's give Steve Bloom a break and not have him do the voice of 98%
right?
of the characters.
We're watching the fight with the stormtroopers going, there goes Steve Bloom. Oh, that's okay. There's like three more of
them. Well, and
man,
then,
I feel bad for Steve Bloom
well,
right now.
Well, and then he was one of the guys on the Star Destroyer as well, which, okay, I would like to just...
Every incidental voice, Steve Bloom.
I also just want to point out how amazing the animation shortcut was that they took on the pilots on the Star Destroyer. All the officers on the Star Destroyer, their
with
hats
heads
were over their
hats.
Eyes.
Yes.
So they didn't have to animate any facial expressions, really.
Although that's been a thing from pretty much the beginning. They all have, like, anime hat over eyes means you can't see them.
Yeah.
It's extremely anime.
It's very, just like get some hair in the face, boom,
no
problem
eyes.
Solved.
We are good to go.
Ant in the chat asks, what do you think Sabine and Gina,
Ketsu, close enough,
were talking about when Ezra was brought into the chat. Oh, at the end of the episode.
Things that Ezra doesn't need to know about?
Yeah, yeah, basically. Well, I mean, they were having a nice, like, reconnecting kind of family moment.
Because it's been a while.
Because so much of the episode was them being at odds with one another. Because basically, you know, when Sabine went down to Gorel to, like, intercept this courier, who turned out to be the trash can droid, you know, all day they're going, it's a long way to Alderaan, because that was the code phrase that the courier was supposed to respond to. And
just, oh, man. And you sure you're saying
exactly?
Right?
Like, that was great.
Yeah, it's going to be an even longer way to Alderaan in a couple decades.
Yep. Well, and I was going to say, and to me, one of the funniest scenes was when they were both throwing that code phrase around and Sabine said it to somebody and then she just walked a little bit away and Ezra said it to her, too. It's like, Ezra!
It's like,
Come on, pay attention.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
This is why you're back up.
Yes. And we get, and that's when we get the reveal that, that Ketsu Anyo was there. And because she's like, oh, I totally suspected that, you know, this trash can droid could in fact be the courier. With the really important information that it's really important that we get him to Alderaan, incidentally. So Ketsu shows up. We find out that, you know, she and Sabine had this history. They were bounty hunters. And they both wanted to join this organization called the Black Sun.
I just keep thinking of Black Hole Sun. It's like, and they're assassins and they're thieves and they kill you for a profit. And, you know, that's all they care about. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's an association of bounty hunters.
Yes.
It's not the Ankh-Morpork Assassins Guild. We don't have standards. We just get things done. Thank you for knowing what I'm talking about.
That's a very good comparison.
Thank you. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, go read some
Discworld
novels.
It's great. Terry Pratchett. Oh, but I just wanted to bring up a comment from the chat that Tim Holohan says. This or Houlihan. I apologize if I'm pronouncing anybody's names wrong. It's a very, very good description, though. This mission was like the older sister being sent on an errand from mom and forced to take little brother and the dog, but lost little brother.
You have to wonder if the dog is smarter than the little brother in this situation, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm glad we lost Ezra for this episode. He didn't really add.
He really
anything.
Didn't. No. He definitely was not really contributing to this episode.
No.
I mean, he contributed some comic relief.
He's really good when the episodes are about him and learning to be a Jedi and balancing things. And, you know, he's really good when that's it. But when he's incidental comedy relief, it's like, oh, my God, stop.
Yeah.
Just you're like 12. You're making me crazy. I work at a high school. I deal with freshmen sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just like.
Yeah, it just like really hits the nail on the head. Yeah, I think that's something.
It really does.
Again,
oh my gosh.
I mean, I made a note that like Ezra was just teenagering all over this episode because it's just such an accurate portrayal of how 15-year-olds behave.
And teenage boys can be really great. And then sometimes it's just like, oh, freshman.
Yep.
And this was an, oh, freshman episode.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah.
So,
Ketsu, we lost him, but we kept
the
dog.
We lost him, but we kept the dog.
The dog
thank
was
goodness,
super useful.
Because the dog ended up being super useful. So, first of all, there was a sick battle in the hangar.
Yes.
In which multiple Steve Blooms were mercilessly pummeled by Ketsu Anyo.
I did like that one of the stormtroopers took the initiative and straight up football tackled her.
Yeah.
And then tried to punch her, missed, hit the ship, and then kind of shook out his hand like, oh, I didn't think that through.
It was just really cool to me to see a really dynamic fight scene.
Oh, yeah.
Not that we don't see them in Rebels, but just I thought this one was particularly cool.
Especially with stormtroopers who are usually point, shoot, and get destroyed.
Exactly. And
seeing them react like people with combat training is pretty great.
And it's also kind of cool to watch battles in Star Wars that don't have any lightsabers involved.
Yeah.
You know? Because like so much of the really epic ground battles involve lightsabers, so it was really neat to see, like, Ketsu Anyo kick serious butt.
Because it's hard to make gunplay look cool when we're so used to it, but sword fighting is still an exotic enough technique
Absolutely.
In pop culture that you immediately watch it and go, their laser swords. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's just how it goes. That's how we're wired because we're so used to seeing guns in everyday life and
right.
most of our action movies. And it's just point, shoot, and get destroyed.
Right.
Which is why stormtroopers are never interesting.
No, they're really not.
So we have Ketsu Anya, who has this, it's not a glaive. What is it? It's this huge,
like,
almost
scythe
kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
A long range weapon,
yeah.
essentially.
Yeah, like a
going
lance. Going
up against stormtroopers who are actually trying hand to hand in addition to just the gunfighting.
Yeah.
And that's what made it so interesting.
Yeah.
Is that we had more choreography than point and shoot.
Yeah, it was such a blast. I absolutely loved it. Katie, you'll appreciate this. Everybody in the chat right now is theorizing how all of the characters are going to die. Which I know
I am so glad I'm known for that.
Which
now.
I know is right up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
But, yep, Oscar Herrera says Ahsoka dies. I think that's probably a good bet.
Well, duh, that's a given, you guys. They brought her back. She's going to die.
Let's see. Oscar Herrera, I believe it was theorizing that... that Sabine is going to be in the Rogue One movie, which I don't think is probably true, but would be really freaking awesome if she was.
I find it hard to believe that we're going to see any of the Rebels characters in any of the movies,
you know,
just because we've got the timeline
absolutely.
So well placed, and Disney knows that putting any of them anywhere is
right.
a huge spoiler.
Yeah, I agree.
And there's no dramatic tension if you're like, oh yeah, Ezra's in episode 7, so he's gonna be just fine.
Yeah, exactly. I think, again, and you know, we've reiterated this several times on the show, I think that ultimately, like, if we do see any of the main... If we see anything of the characters or anything of the sort of Rebels lore within the new films, it's going to be Easter eggs.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, it's certainly not going to be,
cameos.
Yeah, cameos, little, like, references to people, you know, maybe just a mention of a name and something that they did in the past. Like,
yeah.
that to me as a Rebels fan would be so exciting, but it's not going to alienate the people that don't watch Star Wars Rebels.
Exactly. And it's not going to spoil anything for the people that do.
Exactly. Yeah, because, I mean, ultimately, we're going to have, you know, the first of the sequels coming out before this season of Rebels is done.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully there's many more seasons to come, because it's a freaking awesome show. Awesome land battle scene, awesome space battle scene right after that.
But it needs to be able to stand on its own apart from the movie.
Absolutely. So yeah, basically they have the ground battle, they take off in the Star Tour ship, and I like that Sabine made the comment of, next time I steal a ship, it'll be one with guns.
Yeah.
Probably a...
So we have a ship with a busted hyperdrive,
yes.
and a ship with a working hyperdrive, and busted guns.
And,
like, teamwork
yep,
o'clock.
Yep, and one chopper. That scene where Chopper was disabling the weapons
was amazing. Beautiful.
Oh my
comedic
gosh,
timing.
Just amazing comedic timing. It was absolutely fantastic. And ultimately, you know, the message was that, you know, these two characters, these two women who had this past together and were now at odds with each other, were forced into a situation where they had to cooperate. In the moment of them having to cooperate, Sabine got knocked out.
Yeah.
And Ketsu could have very well left her behind, but she made the decision to save her.
Yeah.
Because as we previously discussed, you know, Ketsu's not a bad guy. That's what I love about the Mandalorian characters. This is so common amongst them, is that, like, they're bounty hunters. They're on their own side.
They tend to function in the neutral part
totally,
of the scale.
Totally. Absolutely. Like, very much neutral. Maybe a little chaotic neutral, like the laws don't apply, but...
Well, just the whole neutral line.
Yeah. Yeah, they dance that line very, very well. So, any other thoughts before we wrap things up here?
That's about it.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for sticking around. Sorry that we started a little late and we had to wrap things up kind of quickly here. We most likely will not have a show next week due to the Thanksgivingness. We'll keep you guys updated on that. Just make sure that you follow us on Twitter. Where can we do that, Katie?
You can find me on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram at Kiaxet. That's KIAXET. You can also find me on Snapchat at Kia Prime. And I have so many shows, you guys. But we've got Arrow later on tonight. We've got Z Nation on Sunday. And then, yeah, I think we're on a break for next week. You can follow Megan on Twitter and Instagram at TheMenguin. That's T-H-E-M-E-N-G-U-I-N.
And you can follow me all over the internet at Emma Fife. My name, E-M-M-A-F-Y-F-F-E. You can see me on a bunch of shows here at AfterBuzz TV. I tweet about all of them. Just follow me on Twitter. I tweet about my whole life. And if any of you guys are in Oklahoma, I will be at Amazing Oklahoma City Comic Con this weekend. That's November 20th, 21st, and 22nd. I will be all over the place there. So just follow me on Twitter. You'll know where I am. thank you so much for watching, guys. As I say, we probably will not be doing a show next week. So again, just keep up with all of us on social media, and we'll post about it so you guys will know whether or not to tune in. And we will definitely be back in 2 weeks with another episode of AfterBuzz TV Star Wars Rebels. So until we see you guys again, bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.